In radio theatre this week, we present The Chalk Garden, written by Enid Bagnold and adapted and produced for radio by Ziona Bonnell.
Good morning. I come in answer to the advertisement. Post of governess, you know.
Have you a letter?
Yes, I wouldn't have come if I hadn't had one. Are you the butler?
I am the management.
Ah, yes. Well, the difference.
What are you coming? There's another lady waiting in the morning room. It's this way.
Okay, thank you. Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
May one sit?
I'll go and tell Mrs. Fitmore, my lady.
Are you here for the interview as well?
Yes.
Lovely blowy weather, don't you think? As I came in, I saw the lady going out in a temper. Well, I suppose she grew tired of waiting.
Hello? Oh, only two of you waiting. My grandmother had 107 answers. I need her advertisement for someone to look after me.
Oh, now you must be the young lady who requires a companion. How do you do?
I never shake hands. It's so animal. Oh. So one of you has come to look after me. We were expecting 4 applicants this morning, the ones my grandmother selected from the letters. Now there are only 2 to choose from. What are your qualifications?
Frugal trained. Long ago, but frugal trained. And patient.
Would you have patience with me?
I'm so fond of young people.
I set fire to things. I'm not allowed alone except in the garden.
Such lovely weather for the garden. The advertisement said, with handicraft, I'm clever with my fingers. I'm fond of making pretty things. Now, can you make a lampshade?
All the lampshades here are made already.
Will you tell me, dear, of what does the family consist?
Of my grandmother, of me, and Maitland, the one who let you in, and the terrible old man upstairs and his hospital nurse.
Your grandfather?
No! Mr. Pinto was always the butler. Now he's had a stroke.
But is there no one else?
Oh, we are rich. Don't worry about that. If we only have one servant, it's part of my grandmother's newest theory about life. She says true devotion is the only thing to be got when man is working to death and has no rival. Maitland plays games with me, so he has his hands full.
But have you no mother?
My mother married again. She married for love. It's given me an adolescent repugnance to her. My case is practically in Freud. My grandmother would explain it to you.
And where is your father?
My father shot himself when I was 12. I was in the room. And what about you? You haven't asked anything. What are your qualifications?
I prefer to wait for your grandmother.
Where do you live?
In my room.
How do you take to me?
You're not what I'm used to.
I'm fond of painting. Can you paint?
What I cannot do is wait much longer.
Oh, she'll come. Grandly will come. She's in the garden. She's a great gardener, but nothing ever grows for her. Do wait. You may be the one we're looking for. I'll go and call her if you like.
Do you think it's all true? About her father and everything?
I should think it unlikely.
Mrs. Morm is coming, ladies.
Oh, and for the interview, ought we to be together?
One of you ladies can wait in the drawing room.
Oh, well, let it be me. This lady was here before me. One must be fair. When you're ready, you just call.
She's a little light-fingered, you know. You'll find she'll lift something from the drawing room. Or something small. No more than a box of matches or the tatler.
Do you know her?
No. But I've met those hands before. Many times.
Met her hands? Yes, I'd better have a look. You're right, she's gone. The room's plumb empty. Ah, now, don't you be flitting. There's nobody here after all the advertising. Who do you think's going to get the brunt?
I cannot hope to be acceptable at the first undertaking.
You don't need to worry. Madam's up a tree.
There's an urgency?
I'll say. She's got a daughter coming. Laurel's mother. If you ask me, Mrs. St. Warm is afraid she'll take Laurel away.
Laurel? Is that her name? She's outlandish.
Only what Madam makes her. I understand the child. I can explain her. Nurse and nanny I've been to her.
Maitland! Maitland! Oh, my dear, upon the table. My bottom set.
I'll have a look. That's Mrs. St. Maud now. Let's see. I see them. Here they are. Here, wrapped in an handkerchief.
Oh, good. Thank you, Maitland. Now, that's better.
There's a dentist taken in the empty house by the church. He might make you more comfortable.
I've tried all the dentists. You can't fit false teeth to a woman of character.
Ah, good morning.
Good morning.
But I expected four applicants.
Four came, three have gone. But I've kept this one.
Oh, well, shall we sit? You can go, Maitland. Now, what questions do total strangers put to one another?
The name is Madrigal. I'm the daughter of the late Ronald Bentham Madrigal, Rajputana Hussars, Indian Army.
And what experience have you?
I have not taken such a post before. I have small private means.
Why do you apply to me?
The advertisement tempted me. I have been somewhat alone.
You will be able, I suppose, to give me references.
That will be difficult.
What?
Mrs. Moore, we've been ringing and ringing. Our breakfast was late again, and Mr. Pinkbell is having one of his cross mornings.
Don't you see I'm busy right now, nurse? Go and speak to Maitland about it.
Oh, I will. I will.
Now, ask me questions, Miss Madrigal.
Does one have a room to oneself?
Oh, of course. Life without a room to oneself is a barbarity. Are you Church of England?
My religion is private.
Oh, that must be Laurel, my daughter's child. She's so fond of screaming. Have you met her?
She came in here for a moment.
Did she say anything?
Nothing of consequence.
Not the suicide of her father?
I think she mentioned it.
Laurel, to make a drama. He died, poor man, of his liver. But Laurel has a need for fantasy.
She does not care for the truth?
No. She loves a small limelight, but one must be tender with her. Her father died when she was three, and then her mother married again.
Where is her mother?
Her husband is stationed abroad, but she is due to arrive here soon. I'm expecting her.
Would you sooner postpone our interview?
Oh, not at all. I shall be your employer, not my daughter.
I see. The child, is she fond of her stepfather?
I never asked. His rank is colonel. My granddaughter has developed an interesting mother hatred, which is clearly explained in Freud. You feel competent to deal with such things?
For the worse or the better. Your granddaughter is naturally alienated that her sex life has broken out again in her mother.
You put it well. Exactly. The child was frenzied. When nothing would stop the wedding, she ran from the hotel into the dusk.
There seems to be a bell ringing.
Yes, the house phone. Well, by some extraordinary carelessness, Laurel was violated in Hyde Park at the age of 12. It has upset her nerves. We are waiting for calmer weather. Yes, you want me, Pink Bell? Of course, we put it less strongly to her mother. Apart from certain fixations connected with fire, Laurel is a charming, intelligent girl. Yes, Pink Bell, of course I'm listening. What's that? But I did. I ordered it. The extract of humus for the seed boxes. Should have come. All right. I shall speak to Maitland. Oh, isn't jealousy terrible?
Yes.
Oh, my dear, you made me jump.
Extract of humus is too rich for summer biennials.
Where did you learn about such things?
I was put in charge of a garden.
Ah, Maitland. Excuse me. I'm looking for you, Maitland.
Yes?
Has a bag of humus been delivered at the back door?
Yes, it is exactly.
And you walk by and ignore it. Mr. Pinkbell says you must always report, and at once, whatever comes to the back door.
I'll take orders from the old buzzard.
Am I to have trouble with you, Maitland?
You know I can't stand criticism. Praise is the only thing that brings to life again a man that's been destroyed.
Well, we'll say no more about it now, Maitland. Besides, you'd better go and see what Laurel's up to. Tell her I wish to see her.
All right.
I know what you're thinking, Miss Madrigal. Certainly Maitland makes scenes. But I like them. I like the extraordinary. I like people who are unusual. Besides, Maitland has been a prisoner.
A prisoner?
For 5 years. Laurel!
One moment, Granville. One moment, darling. I'm watching my bonfire. I'm not going to die. I put salt in it so the flames blew. Blocks of it.
Oh. Where are the other applicants?
They've all gone. This is Miss Madrigal.
Have you settled everything? Do you understand about me?
Not yet.
Mrs. St. Maurice!
What is it this time?
The Madonna lilies have blown over.
Oh, great heavens! This mule of a garden! Maitland! He was to order the bamboos and he forgot them. Oh, are they all down now?
Oh, and not for want of warning!
Oh, my lilies, my lilies! And one waits a year for them.
Oh, what was that I heard?
There's been an accident in the garden, Maitland. You forgot to take the lilies.
Oh, so I have.
You are the gardener here as well.
I'm everything. I'm the kingpin and the pivot and the manservant and the mason and the go-between and the fire extinguisher.
Now that we're alone, am I to call you Laurel?
It's my name. Has Granville told you why I'm peculiar?
Something was said about it.
If you come here, we'll talk for hours and hours about it. And about why I hate my mother. Maitland won't let me say so, but my mother's a Jezebel. She's so overloaded with sex that it sparkles. She's golden and striped, like something in the jungle.
You sound proud of her. Does she never come here?
To see me? Never. She's too busy with love.
Does she know you feel discarded?
I don't. I left her. The night before she married, she forgot to say goodnight to me. Do you think that sounds a little thing?
Oh, no. It lights up everything.
I shall enjoy you. Do you know about crime, Miss Madrigal? Nathan and I share a crime library. Bit by bit, we're collecting the notable trial series.
Don't you like detective stories better?
No. We like real murder. We act the part.
Which trials have you got?
So far, only Mrs. Maybrick, Lizzie Borden, and Dr. Crippen. But Nathan likes murderesses better.
He's half in love with them.
Oh, if you come here, couldn't we act them together? Come, I'll show you.
Very well.
Miss Olivia.
Good morning, Maitland. I didn't telephone. I thought I'd better just come.
All right. As usual.
How is my mother?
She's got the health of a... something in nature.
And my daughter?
Yeah, they're as thick as thieves, madam.
Would you tell my mother I've arrived?
Yeah, I'll go and find her here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've come for my handbag.
Who are you?
It makes no difference. I'm not staying. The field is free to you. But I might warn you not to come here if there's any other post open to you.
Why?
Because the child will make hay of you.
She has made hay of me.
I'm sorry. I thought you were another applicant. You must be her mother.
Yes. Is she out there in the garden?
Yes.
Please, go back and keep her there.
But I'm a stranger.
I know. But sometimes one speaks the truth to a stranger. I'm not supposed to see Laurel. First, I must see my mother. Please.
Olivia!
Please.
All right.
Maitland, go light a fire. Keep Laurel in the garden.
Olivia, so soon. Let me look at you. How brown you are,
Mother. How's the child?
Ask for me. Ask for me, Olivia.
I do. I would. But you ran in here like a child, looking as young as ever. And the garden. Oh, the English flowers after the east.
So you have found a tongue to speak with.
I've found many things. And learned others. I've been warmed and praised and made to speak. Things come late to me. Love came late to me. But now that I am complete, I need Laurel. Can't you see?
But now that you're going to have another child...
The child is the unknown. Laurel's my daughter.
Laurel, who came to me, who ran to me as an asylum from her mother.
Can't you be on my side for once, Mother? Help me. Help me to find her. help me to take her back.
What, now? When I found such a companion for her, a woman of the highest character, of vast experience, I have put myself out endlessly to find her.
Well, all right. She can help you to prepare her. Then when I come back
for Laurel... before the baby's born? That'll be an odd moment, won't it, to come for her?
No. It's why I want her. Before I love the baby. I can't sleep. I can't rest. I seem to myself to have abandoned her.
To her own grandmother? I'm not a baby farmer, or a headmistress, or the matron of an orphanage.
But soon she'll be a woman, and I'll never have known her.
It suited you when you first married that I should have her.
Oh, today is hopeless. I can see that.
Mrs. McMahon, there must be some mistake.
Oh, Miss Madrigal, I'm busy, can't you see?
But you must know, this is a chalk garden. Who has tried to grow rhododendrons in a chalk garden?
We put them in last autumn, but they're unhappy.
They are dying. They are in pure lime, not so much as a little leaf mold. There is no evidence of palliation. Now I'm going.
Wait! Wait! Where are you going?
They could have had compost, but nothing in the world has been done for them.
Is that Laurel out there? She's screaming. What's the matter?
There is nothing the matter. She's dancing round the bonfire with the manservant.
Olivia, dear, I should have told you. This is Miss Madrigal. Now, Miss Madrigal, I want to ask you, the bergamot and the gunner.
They won't thrive on chalk.
There's an east slope I can grow nothing on.
The soil can't give what it has not got.
Don't go, Miss Madrigal. The wind blows from the sea here, and growing things need protection. I have to leave now. Please stay.
Well, if you will accept me, Mrs. St. Maugham, I will take this situation.
All alone, Miss Lowell? Whose idea is that?
The bosses.
Bosses?
Miss Madrigal.
Oh. You're not even burning the curtains.
I'm painting a flower. Can't you see, Nathan?
Occupational therapy.
What was yours, prisoner 4576? Picking oakum?
I think you were weak in the head. You've given up screaming, once more.
My madness is older. It's too old for screaming.
I'll say this for you. Boss has certainly changed you in the 2 months she's been here.
I'm her business and her vacation.
You could imagine that a maiden lady could know so much about life.
She's no maiden lady. Look how she came to us. With nothing. A lady from a shipwreck. Her hairbrush is new, and all her dresses. No box of shells by her bedside. No mirror backed with velvet. Oh, she's cut off her golden past like a fish's tail. She's had a life of passion, Nathan.
Yeah. I'm through setting the table. How did Miss Madrigal take out having a visitor to lunch?
I was to wear the skein frock, otherwise nothing.
Heavens, Nathan. With a guest coming, is it the morning for daydreams? I want the place looking its best. I told you so.
But isn't the man who's coming old, Grandin?
Puppy? Is that what you call the judge? Puppy? I always have. Now, Maitland, we shall want sherry before luncheon. Oh, and shouldn't there be 2 wine glasses to each person?
Well, we're only serving 1 wine.
But 2, all the same. I forget the reason. Someone must know. I shall ask Pinkbell.
Pinkbell is sulking, Granlew.
Why?
He's full of jealous rage about his new enemy.
What again? And where is Miss Madrigal now?
She's urging on the agapanthus lilies with diluted cow juice.
Oh, I must go at once and watch how that is done. Finish setting the table, Matron. We haven't all day.
Prisoner 4576.
Yeah.
Do you know whose paint box this is?
Yeah. Yours?
No. Miss Madrigal lent it to me. Come here and look at it. I've been cleaning it with turps. Can you see where the letters were burnt in the wood there? It must be initials. C... D.W.
C.D.W. Yes, I can see.
Quick, she's coming. Take the turps into the pantry. I don't want her to see it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Miss Madrigal. Granger's just this minute gone to look for you. She's head over heels with excitement about our guest. Does one still mind when one's old? What men think?
One never knows when one is old, for certain.
She calls him Puppy. It's not terribly respectful, considering he's a judge.
A judge? Is the visitor that's coming a judge, Maitland?
Yeah, he's here for the courts. He's on circuit.
What's his name?
It's in the local papers. The nurse carried them straight up to the old buzzard. I only get to read them on a doorstep.
We can talk to him of murder.
If you do that, it will be a want of tact. It will bore him. Anyway, you and I will sit at a separate table for luncheon. Maitland will put up a small table for us here by the sofa.
Oh, no, that can't be managed.
You can manage anything, Maitland.
Oh, I'll see if I can arrange it.
Poor Maitland. How you twist him round your finger. Why are we to sit separately from the guests, you and I?
It used to be done at luncheon in the best houses.
Had you a life in them? Who's CDW?
My married sister.
I thought you'd been born unrelated.
Did you?
And now you have a sister?
Yes.
Suppose you were to drop down dead. To whom should we write?
I shall not drop down dead. Have you finished painting that flower?
Oh, as much as I can. I get tired of it. In my house at home, there were so many things to do.
What was your home like?
There was a stream and a Chinese bridge and a little wood called Mai.
Who called it that?
A mother. And when it was raining, we had an army of her cosmetic pots and a battlefield of her dressing table. I used to thread her rings on safety pins.
Tomorrow I will light that candle and you can try to paint the flame.
I'm tired of fires too, boss.
Shall we read?
Oh, I don't want to read.
Let's have a game, then.
All right. A guessing game. One that Maitland and I play.
How does it begin?
We ask three questions each, but if you don't answer one, I get a fourth.
What do we guess about?
Let's guess about each other. We're both mysterious.
The human heart is mysterious. Has it got to be the truth?
One can lie, but I get better and better at spotting lies. Now, first question. Are you a maiden lady?
I can't answer that.
Right. Then I now have an extra question. Are you living under an assumed name?
No.
Careful. I'm getting my lie detector working on you. Do you take things at their face value?
No.
Splendid. You're getting the idea.
This is to be your fourth question.
Yes, I must think. What's the full name of your married sister?
Clarissa Dalrymple Westerham.
Is Dalrymple Westerham a double name?
You've had your question.
Yes, I have. Now yours.
Was your famous affair in Hyde Park on the night of your mother's marriage?
About that time?
What was the charge by the police?
The police didn't come into it.
Did someone follow you and try to kiss you?
Kiss me? It was a case of criminal assault.
How do you know if there wasn't a charge by the police?
That's one too many questions. Now, the deduction.
You didn't tell me there was a deduction.
I forgot. That's the whole point. Mind, baby.
What do you deduce?
That you've changed so much, you must have been something quite different at one time. When you came here, you spoke to yourself out loud without knowing it. And you'd obviously been alone. You may have been a missionary in Central Africa. You may have escaped from a private asylum. But as a maiden lady, you are an imposter. About your assumed name, I'm not so sure. But you have no married sister.
You take my breath away.
Good at it, aren't I? Now for your deduction.
Mine must keep.
There's a game! Where are you going?
To my room, to be sure I have left no clues unlocked.
Oh, there you are, Miss Madrigal. I have had a bitter complaint from Mr. Pinkbell's nurse. The poor old man upstairs is dying with rage. What have you done to him?
I corrected him.
But for 40 years, Pinkbell has never been corrected. He is the butler who was the standard of all London.
I corrected not his knowledge of spoons and forks, but his ignorance. His shallow knowledge of the laws of growth, of details, dates, fundamentals.
But Pinkbell has always advised me. This is a crisis.
I understand. Now you have to choose between Pinkbell and myself.
He ordered rhododendrons, and you sent them back.
It was too late for them. But is Mr. Pinkbell to let the moment pass when one should layer the clematis, too, when the gladioli should be lifted? Has anyone planted the winter aconites and the pelargoniums? Who has taken cuttings and the red tobacco seed and the zinnias and the seeds of the white cosmos for next year? Do you wish, like an amateur, to buy them?
I always have bought them.
If that is how you wish to live, I am no party to it. It is not possible for me to hold communication with minds brought up on begging plants bought of the greengrocers dying in shallow boxes. Must I be dumb when you and I approach together the time of year when all next summer must stand or fall by us? Have you time before death, Mrs. St. Maugham, to throw away season after season? I shall go up to my room and await your decision.
Well, what have I let in here out of an advertisement?
Oh, great, Lou. We can lose her. Go after her. Think what she knows about the garden.
I am thinking.
Great, Lou, you don't want to lose her.
Nothing on earth. I'd sooner strangle Pinkbell.
Then go after her. Promise her the earth. Promise her the garden.
But what shall I say to Pinkbell?
You're not afraid of him, are you?
I've always been afraid of Pinkbell. But I'll speak to him.
What was all that ruckus about? Is it you upset Miss Madrigal?
Not I. She and I understand each other. But if we're to keep the boss, we must fight for her, Maitland. Oh, that could be the judge. Quick, Maitland, go and let him in.
Don't. Go and tell Mr. Morgan,
all right?
In here, Lord.
Oh, the judge. We're all expecting you.
All?
I am, and Maitland, who let you in, and my companion, Miss Madrigal, and my grandmother.
So you're the grandchild.
Maitland, bring the sherry.
Oh, not for me. I never drink at midday.
But my grandmother was telling me this morning that you used to glory in your palace.
We change as we grow older, as you'll find, little girl. Oh, but you aren't a little girl.
I'm 16, but backwards.
Bless my soul, what am I to make of that?
Nothing. It's too long a story. Do sit down.
Thank you. Then you are Olivia's daughter, shy Olivia.
We don't speak of her.
She is living, I hope, my dear child.
In a manner of speaking, Judge.
So you've met her, Puppy. The little girl of my little girl. But Puppy, after 20 years... no longer young.
What do you expect when you measure me by that unsuitable nickname? Oh, forgive me.
Have you a cold?
No, just an allergy. They were threshing in the cornfields. It'll go off as soon as I put my dark glasses on. There.
But now we can't see you.
Oh, you will. 20 minutes will cheat my old nose to believe we're back at the Old Bailey.
Grandlew, have you made it right with us?
Speak up. Never whisper. My Laurel has a companion, a charming woman, able but passionate, at war just now with my old butler, Pinkbell. Do you remember him, Puppy?
The crowd!
The door was closed, sweet. One is not at one's best through mahogany, but I heard no sound of packing.
Pinkbell, yes, of course I remember Pinkbell. What that name brings back, what incorruptible ritual. Oh, I remember his severity, his cork-like dryness. In later years, when I had to rebuke the public eye, I often thought of Pinkbell. My demeanor on the bench is Pinkbell's.
Madam, everything's ready on the sideboard at your service.
Simply, simply. Times have changed, Maitland. Ah, there she is. Ah, Miss Madrigal. Let me introduce her. She is my right hand. My green hand. The mistress of my garden.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Then, shall we sit down? But why the two tables?
The boss's orders. She means this to be the schoolroom.
She's so witty. Now you can start, Maitland, with your cold chicken. I don't entertain any more. The fight's over.
What about the wine, ma'am?
The judge doesn't drink.
Oh, and I have such a bottle of Chablis on the ice for you, Puppy.
Oh, in that case, just one glassful. But after luncheon, you'll have to let me close my eyes.
What? Sleep in the daytime?
Oh, that shock you? But in my job, old age is part of the trappings.
One gets old, all the same.
Judges don't age. Time decorates them. Oh, you should come and hear me. Learned and crumpled, I snuffle and mumble, I sham deaf. I move into court with the red glory of a dried saint carried in festival. By some manipulation, my image bows right and left to the sheriffs.
Maitland, are you listening?
What's that?
Maitland and I want to know...
Talking is a partaking, not a usurping, Laurel. You must include Miss Madrigal.
But it's Maitland who collects the notable trial series.
Maitland?
Maitland's myself.
We read them aloud together, and we're converting Miss Madrigal.
Ah.
But tell us in plainer language, how will you enter the court tomorrow?
In ermine. In scarlet with a full-bottomed wig. Oh, magnificent. Seeing me now as I am with these dark glasses, you wouldn't know me. I think I can safely leave them off now.
I'm I'm sorry.
What is the matter there?
Miss Madrigal dropped her glass.
Maitland will get her another.
Oh, Grand Lou, don't make Maitland leave the room while the judge is talking.
Oh, I forgot. Maitland has been in prison, Pappy.
Oh, have you indeed? 5 years, my lord. I hope not too unpleasant.
It's given me a fascination and a horror, my lord, if you can understand it. Like being stage struck.
Oh, dear me. I hope that's not the usual effect. It's supposed to be a deterrent.
Yes and no. Yes, sir, and no. It's hard to explain.
Don't try, Maitland. Take my second glass and give some more wine to Miss Madrigal.
I'm not used to wine, but today I will have some.
Oh, whoever invented two tables, can't one join them?
Not across 50 years, not the past and the present.
But tomorrow, Judge. Tell us about tomorrow. Aren't you going to try a murderer?
That is not a subject for discussion.
You see how stiff he can be, Laurel. You see the resemblance?
Oh, to whom?
To Pink Bell.
But here today you're alone with us. No one will quote you. And we're mad on murder.
Murder is a sordid thing.
Murder cracks open the lives of people you don't know. It's like cracking open a walnut. Murder is a crisis. What must have gone before to make it so? Isn't it true that you, Judge, that to you, everything is told for the first time?
In principle.
But Miss Madrigal says that the judge isn't even interested. That he sleeps.
I said he seems to sleep.
With one eye open, like a tiger.
Have you been to a trial then, Miss Madrigal?
She has, she told me.
You defeat my purpose, Laurel. Let her answer.
Have you heard me in court, Miss Madrigal?
When I spoke to Laurel of judges, it was in a general sense. But I heard you on the bench, Judge.
I trust it was one of my better days.
I think, if I remember, I would not have come to your conclusion.
This Madrigal has such answers to life.
Well, a judge does not always get to the bottom of things.
No. It takes the pity of God to get to the bottom of things.
That's enough.
You must forgive me. But you insisted that I join in the conversation, and this wine has removed the inhibition.
Maitland, bring the coffee on.
But when it's murder, what do you feel?
What should he feel, Laurel? Judges see prisoners by the millions.
But you've got to say, haven't you, whether the man's to live or die. Do you suffer?
Nobody will suffer. They all go into a dream together.
Even the prisoner?
The prisoner thinks he is at the judgment seat of justice, a place where all motives are taken into account.
And isn't it?
No.
But, Judge, while he listens, if the truth is quite different, does he never cry out?
The prisoner is punch drunk and says nothing.
Not always. Some have said remarkable things. It comes to my mind a woman, have you the trial, Maitland, of Connie Dolly Wallace?
Connie Dolly Wallace?
I haven't all the volumes, my lord. I haven't that
one. It's not one of my successes. But you should read it for what the woman said when she stood before me. It was just before I sentenced her. Fine eyes she had. I think I should remember them. Tall woman, with a face like an eagle. What I have been listening to in court, she said, is not my life. It is the shape and shadow of my life, with the accidents of truth taken out of it. 15 years ago it must have been.
What was she tried for, Judge?
Murder.
I remember the case. A liar, a girl who lied and lied. And when she told the truth, it didn't save her.
Have you been to many trials?
One trial. One. But it isn't the duplication that makes the impression. It's the first time. The first time.
Was she hung, Miss Madrigal?
Hanged, my darling. When speaking of a lady.
Judge, wake up!
What? Oh, it's you, Laurel.
What have you been thinking ever since lunch?
I haven't been thinking of anything. I'm an old man trying to sleep.
What did she do?
Who?
CDW. In the case we were speaking of.
In my days, young girls didn't pester old judges about murder.
But who died? Who died that they should arrest her?
Her stepsister.
How was it done? And why? Was it jealousy? Was she hung?
She was reprieved.
Ah.
There was a doubt.
Yours?
Not mine. Enough has been said, I think.
Oh, Donald, he was asleep, child. And now you've disturbed him. You must go and play in the garden.
I think he was disturbed already.
My original. What do you think of her?
I am not fond of young girls.
You used to be. It was unfortunate about her companion at lunchtime. But your fault, Puffy, for not drinking more of the wine.
How did you discover her?
I advertised. I took a chance and was justified. Miss Madrigal came to me like rain from heaven.
With references?
I never listen to what one woman says of another. I'd better keep an eye on Laurel in the garden. Finish your sleep, Puffy, since you must have...
I have been waiting to find you alone. I'm sorry to disturb you.
On the contrary. On the contrary, Miss Madrigal.
Of course, you think this is not where I ought to be. But it's an understandable job, so fitted to me. I thought God had given it to me. Do you believe in God? Why don't you say something?
That's it.
What?
I have just realized who you are, Miss Madrigal.
Oh, heavens. I thought you knew all along. Then, if I hadn't come in now, you might never have remembered. What will you do?
I am an old man and very learned. I don't know.
Judge, I can't wait 7 hours twice. You sent me to meet my maker on a Tuesday, but that was altered. I have done what they call time. It was a lifetime. I don't know what you can do to me. What can you do to me?
I do not presume to judge you twice.
So you would come to the same conclusion. Cleverer minds than mine could not convince you.
What in the name of heaven made you choose this occupation? A companion to a young girl. I remember that other young woman and the lies she told. A pathological imaginer. And now you have planted me with ethical perplexity. It's most unpleasant. Old friends and a child to consider.
It's the child I'm considering. When I came here, I thought I'd met myself again in her. The same fantasies, evasions. I tell you, the child needs me. If I stay, will you tell them who I am?
Connie Dolly Wallace. What the devil am I to do with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't expect to find anyone here. I'm looking for my mother, Mrs. St. Maur.
Oh, you're Olivia, of course, the silent little girl.
Judge, you used to be so kind to me when I was little. And I've met you too, Miss Madrigal, on your first day here. I have come back, as I said I would, to fetch my daughter.
To fetch her?
I have to go. Can my car be of use to you, Miss Madrigal? It would be best.
Oh, don't go. Don't go. With the third person in the room, my mother hears reason better.
Come on it, Olivia. I got your letter and I heard your car.
I've come for Laurel. We leave tonight for Cyprus. Where is she?
Have you come alone?
Laurel.
Now, child, we have a guest.
No drama.
You haven't been for 4 years.
But now I have come for you. As I drove down here, all the hedges and the telegraph posts were saying...
Are you going to have a baby?
Yes.
So there's no room for me?
There has always been room. A heart isn't a house with a room for each person and no more. I can't wait any longer. Come, just as you are.
I can pack her things.
You're so kind, Miss Madrigal, but there's no need for packing.
What are you up to, boss? I told you what she is. I told you.
Do you think I have believed?
I have a seat on the plane for you tonight, Laurel.
But haven't you thought of the risk? If you take me, I might murder my stepsister.
Are you mad?
They say so.
Don't give her the triumph of your attention, Judge.
Laurel always uses wild words instead of weeping. I knew that if she saw you, Olivia, we should have trouble with her.
You have missed your effect, Laurel. The moment is passing. Would you care to let it go?
How calm you are.
Miss Madrigal has the calm of a woman in a million.
She has the calm of a woman who's been a long time alone.
So we're in for it.
You see, they're always at some amusing invention. They're inseparable.
Mason, come over here. I want you to meet my mother.
I know your mother.
But how?
She's been here before.
How deep you are, Grandlew. I didn't know that.
But each time I came, you promised you would tell her mother.
I had my own reasons not to.
I want to go now, Mother.
But you'll not take Laurel. I have a special knowledge of her. To me, she's like a porcelain on a shelf, cracked in some marvelous way for the better.
For a phrase, my mother would make capital of anything.
Charming for a mother to hear, and in front of an old friend. If you want to have out the damage of a lifetime, Olivia...
Yes, let's have it.
Miss Madrigal, will you come into another room and I will advise
you? No, your advice is foreseen that I must leave here. But it's the child who must leave. Laurel must go with her mother.
You take a great liberty.
Yes, now I have a sense of liberty.
That is not what I meant.
No, but it is what I mean.
But this girl of a special soil, transplant Laurel...
You have not a green thumb, Mrs. St. Maugham, with a plant or a girl. This is a house where nothing good can be made of her.
My house?
Your house. Why, even your garden is demented.
You're mad. You're a monster.
Miss Madrigal, why complicate life? The past is over.
If the past is useful, I shall not hesitate to use it. What I have been has long been done with. But what you are, Laurel, is yet to come. Let's finish with the charade made here of affection.
Stop the woman, puppy.
But Miss Madrigal
has something to say.
No, she has not.
Boss, don't go too far.
Laurel, who else can tell you that when the moment comes when truth might serve you, you will not make it sound? Let's have the truth from you for once.
But everyone knows about me. They know what happened.
They know what you have told them. You didn't stop the marriage, but you snatched the attention. Shall we now deprive your grandmother of your famous seduction in Hyde Park?
But is that what Laurel said? Is that what you have believed, that Laurel was assaulted in the park?
Let the child tell you.
No.
I should cry if I were you, Laurel.
I am not near crying.
I should cry with relief that your mother wants you. Be careful, though. Even a mother can't wait forever.
But why did she pretend? Why did she make it up?
Odd things are done for love.
Has it got to be the truth?
One can lie, but the truth is more interesting.
You win, boss.
Quick, a straw would break it. Take her up to her room to change.
Come along, Laurel. We'll pack essentials only.
What collusions behind my back? I've been robbed of my granddaughter.
Now, you two would be better talking alone, I think.
Stay where you are, puppy. I need your help. I want you to put Miss Madrigal out in the street for me. The flaming impudence, the infamy. You'll see none of your wages.
Well, perhaps this is where I may be of some use to you, Miss Madrigal.
No, Judge, not now. 15 years ago, you might have been.
What are these innuendos? Have you two met before?
I was once sentenced to death by the judge here, but I was reprieved.
Oh, I can't believe it. And the references I had, you must have forged them.
I gave you none.
Why?
I had none.
This lady came to you out of prison.
Prison? I'm growing more and more thunderstruck.
But Miss...
Don't speak to me. Go, pack your bags. Out of the house with you.
Mrs. Moore, I must speak to you.
It can wait, nurse. We have friends now.
It can't wait.
Mr. Pinkbell is dead.
Go, nurse. I'll attend to it later.
Mrs. Moore,
I said we have friends, nurse.
But good heavens, Pinkbell.
He's an expert hand.
Did you say Pinkbell is dead? Pinkbell?
And my past goes with him.
Dear me. Dear me, I am shocked.
Puppy, shall you come again when the excitement of your week is over?
No, my dear. Too much happens in this house for an old man.
Oh, then, let me see you to your car.
Yes, I'm coming. What shall you do, Miss Madrigal?
I shall continue to explore the astonishment of living.
Goodbye, Miss Madrigal. No man is infallible.
Will you take this case out to my car, Nathan? Don't go for a moment, Mother. Laurel and I are ready to leave now.
Where's Laurel? Now you have a mother. It's not so rare every kitten has one.
Can you?
No goodbyes, Laurel. I'm too old for them.
Come to the car then, darling. Begin by obeying. All right.
Well, Olivia, what are you going to do with her? Teach her the right things after I've taught her the wrong ones.
Why did you want her?
Is it a crime to want to be remembered?
Are the thoughts of a daughter no sort of memorial?
Is that an obituary?
Goodbye, Mother.
Leave her hair long, Olivia. Keep her bust high. Goodbye. Miss Madrigal, what do women do in my case?
They garden.
But it seems that I'm not very good at that either. Before you go, Miss Madrigal, will you point out the white crinium in this catalogue?
Don't waste your time. They are beyond you.
You, who have an impertinent answer to everything. Is there an afterlife?
Certainly.
You say certainly?
One does not sit alone for 15 years without coming to conclusions.
Is there affection in the afterlife?
But you have been living all this while without affection.
This catalogue speaks wonderfully of the usual area.
When will you learn? You live on chalk.
I've made such a muddle of the heart. Will Olivia forgive me?
It is pointless to wonder.
Am I to die unloved?
I am prepared to do it.
If you stay here, you could plant unicorn roots.
They need a sheltered spot. You haven't one.
You could grow windbreaks. Miss Madrigal.
Yes.
I must know one thing.
What?
Did you do it?
What learned men at the top of their profession couldn't find out in 9 days. Why should you know?
I was wondering about the diorama and the wand flower.
It won't grow on chalk. But if I stay with you and we work together with potash and a little granular peat, we can make it do so.
Today's radio theatre, you heard The Chalk Garden, written by Enid Bagnall and adapted by Ziona Bonnell. It starred Sheila Holliday, Dale Cutts, Elaine Lee, Patricia Sanders and Bruce Anderson. The Chalk Garden was produced by Ziona Bonnell and originally broadcast on Springbok Radio on the 11th of October in 1971. This edition of Radio Theatre comes courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.